Power 94, that be JTT, it's the homie Big Tula, and you have entered the chat where every Saturday morning from 9 until 11, we focus on local athletes, local coaches, local programs, and a local perspective on hip-hop and sports. Right now, Nick with the Stats and Darrell Brown, CCS running back, have entered the chat.
What's going on, y'all? You've entered the chat with me and Darrell Brown. Darrell, how you doing, my guy?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Oh, you know, living the good life, too blessed to be stressed. Hey, you just committed to Sewanee over a few other offers that you've had. What led you to Sewanee, and congratulations on the accomplishment and the achievement of being signed.
So it's actually crazy. A lot of people don't know this, but I'm no longer going to Sewanee anymore.
Breaking news.
So now I guess it's be me announcing it. I'm gonna be going to Maryville College. Kind of close to Manalcula. Yes, sir.
That's awesome, man. I know there's a lot of other players from the area going to Maryville too. So I'll have to see what the list looks like. But you're gonna have some other Chattanooga guys up there with you. How does that feel knowing that you'll have some other teammates up there from the same area?
It feels good. The two I know right now, I know Antonio from Ottawa. Me and him played against each other when we were younger, but I'm excited for that. And then I'm not sure if it's too official yet, but my teammate Dre, he's thinking about coming too. And me and him grew up together. So if we can add that piece, you know, into the roster, it'd be great because me and him grew up together. Me and him are really close. So it'd be really good.
Man, that'd be so cool. Just have some guys that you played against since you were a kid and go to college with them. Have that lifestyle. The guys that are already like brothers with you, that just, I think that would just make it even better.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it makes it way better.
So you're coming off of a pretty dominant season. You missed two games, but you had 1,400 rushing yards and 21 touchdowns. How does the injury feel going into your college career? And also, how did you put up those dominant numbers?
The injury, coming off an injury, it's kind of rough. You know, you're still kind of beat up, but it's just all about, you know, maintaining your body and making sure, you know, the injury doesn't, you know, wear down, keep yourself weaker. But as for the season, I really think it was just me finally get to showing what I can do. I've been for the past 4 years sitting behind like a different running back. So this year I actually got to, you know, show what I can do. And I wasn't really too surprised with the results that was put in. I just finally got my chance from, you know, Coach Reynolds and Coach Woodard, you know, to be the kind of the base of the offense. So just given the opportunity to, you know, go out and show what I can do is pretty much what it was.
Definitely. It's kind of like a silent weapon. You like you said, you're behind a couple other guys, but then once you got that call to come up and show us what you could do, you did it, and you did it in, you know, in fashion. So that's kind of awesome, sir. just to see like the silent weapon. You're just like, okay, I'll do what I need to do, and then you did it. What position? Yes, I know, sir. You played on both sides of the ball. You're running back and linebacker. What position do you plan on playing at Maryville?
Running back,
they decided to give you running back full time?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, ball out. That'd be awesome.
I appreciate that.
Hey, so what advice would you give to youth listening that might want to get to where you're at right now?
Just stay true to your grind. You gotta put in the work if you want results. Also, you know, play with some confidence. Don't play like you'll go, you know, do bad or don't worry about messing up. Just go out there, have fun, have confidence, and that's when you go truly play the best because you're just so comfortable. You've done it so much, it'd be like second nature to you.
Definitely.
So I guess just stay confident.
Kind of the fun question, what song or artist motivates you on game day, kind of gets you in that pumped up mood?
My favorite artist is Playboi Carti. So, you know, any chance I get to listen to music, I might throw some of that on. Any Atlanta artist, really. And I may throw in a little bit of Kanye in there sometimes.
A little variety. You can never go wrong with a little variety. You can never go wrong with that, man.
You can never go wrong with it.
Never. Well, hey, congratulations again on your commitment. I know we had a little bit of breaking news in this interview. Didn't expect that. But, hey, no matter where you go, good luck, my guy, and appreciate you taking some time.
I appreciate you for having me on, too, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hey, have a good day.